Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Wednesday morning. It's a beautiful year in Indonesia. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, our beloved engineer, none other than Brother Tobella, who's in with us till 12 o'clock, inshallah. And of course, we're going to be welcoming soon our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. It's the second of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1443, which is also the 5th of Jan, 2022. It's Yawmul Arbi'a. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Sirius FM. And of course, we want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And inshallah, remember our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Plus 2-784-786-3132. Let's welcome our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad on the bliss of marriage. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat, jazakallahu khairan.
There's somebody from overseas, Ustad, wants to know if Ustad could please explain in detail about tafwiz al-talaq. Ustad, anonymous.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very important question from you, brother, sister. First, you must understand the two words. Both are used in a noble Quran. Open Surah 40, verse 44, and the verse reads, "Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah." Ya Allah, my matters, my affairs, I'm handing them over to you, O Almighty Allah. Then Almighty Allah says in the next verse, Surah 40, verse 45, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. People are plotting, planning, scheming against you. Allah will protect you once you hand over your matters to Him, Almighty Allah. So there the word, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. So that is the verb. And then you want the verbal noun, the masdar is tafweez. So tafweez means that you hand over, you delegate something to somebody. So in Islam, you must remember the right of talaq and divorce is for the men, for the husband. But now this lady here, she is a bit doubtful and in a dilemma. She wants to accept your proposal and get married to you, but she knows also what is happening. And you know, both parties and so forth, that today the men sometimes have affairs, or they get involved in drugs, alcohol, or there is, you know, other type of abuse, verbal abuse or physical abuse, and a lot of other issues. So they suggest the girl, the lady, the wife, or her parents, they say, okay, fine. What you do, you marry our daughter, you marry our sister, but you sign this document. So the document will state your name, her name, the wife's name, and you say that you are prepared to give her tafwiz talaq. Indeed, it will be stipulated that if the husband has an affair, or the husband goes on drugs, or the husband beats her up and so forth, then she will have the right to exercise talaq, divorce against, so she can also issue talaq in simple terms. So she will be divorcing herself from you because you made tafweezu talaq. You delegated and handed her also the right of talaq and divorce. What you must do, brother, sister, you know Majlisul Ulama, P.E. Port Elizabeth, they got for 50 years now, Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mohana A.S. Ahmad Sadiq Desai is doing work, Hafizahullah. So mashallah, go to their website, just press there www.majlis.co.za, and you will see thousands of articles will come. Then press their distinct tafweez, TAFWEEZ. That should be the spelling, I think. So anyway, then you will find the whole ready-made document there. Then you can print it out and so forth. So both parties must agree to it. Both parties sign it. And then it will be effective and so forth. So it is just to safeguard the wife. Another common example of this will be like this. That the lady fears that her husband is very, very handsome. And maybe after 1 year, 2 years, he says, hey, now me I want second wife. So she can stipulate there that as long as this marriage subsists, that you are married to me, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila, Fatima, whoever. So you cannot marry another lady. And both parties agree, then she has that right. And if you marry, then she can exercise the right of talaq. And the dalil and evidence for this also, if you open, remember that Musnad Ahmad and so forth, you will find one day Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he's already married to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha in the second year of the hijrah during the month of Ramadan. Then after some time, he wanted to marry Jamila. Now, who is Jamila? Jamila is Muslima. But her father, you must remember, is Abu Jahl. Then she felt very, very hurt and upset. That is Sayyida Fatima. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about it. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Majtama'a, it cannot happen that bintu Rasulillah and bintu Aduwillah get together. So the daughter of a Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the daughter of the enemy of Allah get together. So if you want, then you divorce Sayyida Fatima, then you get married to her. And from there we derive, you must remember, that the lady can make that condition as well. So these are examples of tafweezut talaq. So anyway, just go to the Majlis website. It's ready-made form, everything there, and you will find it there, inshallah.
Inshallah. The mother says, Jazakumullah khairan, dear Mufti Sahab. But this is exactly that what happened to my daughter, dear Mufti Sahab. Now he's quoting the ayat, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَوْبَ لَكُمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ Ustad.
Husbands and men and ummah today, they only know, they ask one person, which ayat in the Quran you like the best? He say, kulu washrabu, eat and drink, you see. But he won't quote the whole ayat, and that is wala tusrifu, don't waste. So your son-in-law, your jamai, your damat, your son-in-law, what he did, he only saw first part of the ayat, Surah 4, verse 3. Fankihu ma taba lakum minan nisa'i masna wa thulatha wa ruba. So get married to 2, 3, 4. You forgot the second part. That you call, you must remember, selective amnesia. You must remember that word, Mauna Arafat. It's a nice word. Selective amnesia. Selective amnesia means selectively you forget. You understand? Conveniently you just avoid that. My brother, what Quran says? فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. When you have that fear, you can't do justice. And 90, put 100 Muslim men today, anywhere in the world, and tell them if they got second wife, that then also forced third wife, then 90% are not doing justice. That is a reality. We can't run away from that. So remember you, I don't know your brother, but I'm telling you, you can't do justice. When you can't do justice, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَاحِدًا, then one wife only. So go back to your wife and forget all that. Don't complicate issues. Tomorrow you die, in mansa duat, as ana mansa bruat, then there's inheritance issues for the second wife, then you have children from her, and lot of other issues to think about. So therefore, that to tell your daughter to sign a tafweez talaq agreement with him, or explain to him the whole verse, and he mustn't do selective quoting.
Somebody send this message right now, Ustad. It says, I'm a broken beyond repair. Honorable Mufti AK, I was due to get married this weekend, but I had to call it off. My family says I am stupid and extra. My supposedly husband-to-be had a steak party the night before our nikah, and they hired strippers, Ustad. Everyone says I am jealous and overreacting. Was boys having fun? He was a catch, and I will never be married again, Ustad.
Okay, what had happened is this. Okay, before I answer, our Moana Arafat is back, mashallah, and in his absence during his leave, Moana Zahid Khan was doing the program very good. Allah reward him. Ameen. So on Fridays, we have a program, and that is Nikah announcements. So what you must do is, those of you, your son, your daughter, grandchildren getting married, so send it to this number, same number, 084-786-3132. And today is Wednesday, so inshallah, on Friday, the Moana will announce it and so forth. So that just came in because you said this. Let us look at the sequence of events, right? So let us look at the sequence of events. So the sequence of events are this, the way I understand the question. So there was a boy, and he came to see you. You all did some homework and mashura, istikhara, whatever. You all were happy and you all said yes. And then the date was set for this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, whatever. You're going to get nikah, you're going to get married. So he said, before I get married, let me have my last bash. You all understood? So what they called that last bash? The bachelor's party, you see. So he, his friends all got together in South Africa and the world today. So Arab countries, Muslim countries, also things like this happen, Allah forbid. So they got all these loose women, strippers, or whatever you want to call them. So they came, and whatever else happened after that, you must remember, whether there was wine, dine, and swine and all, that maybe also happened and all. So now you called it off. Why you called it off? And your family called it off because you have iman, because you have haya, you have shame, you have modesty. Did you make the right decision? You mustn't listen to that friends of yours. They are people who are giving you all upside down advice. Mm. So you must read, today is Wednesday, and Wednesday after Zuhr, duas are accepted. So what you must do, read two rakat salatu shukr, all of you, you, my daughter, your parents, every one of you. Allah Ta'ala saved you from such great calamity, you must remember that. So it means he was a boy who was prepared to do all this. What prevents him from doing it, remember, after he gets married, after 6 months, he gets tired. He say, I want some action, you know. Say, now this woman, yes, she's pregnant, and us, and that. So let me go on weekend with the boys, and then we'll go just and play golf. So they will tell you they're playing golf, but they're going to play other kind of golf, maybe. You see? So all these things happen. We know of all these things. So you must make shukr Allah. Now your father, mother, you worried, I bought my trousseau, and I spent so much on the hall, and the cook, and everything, we had to cancel. All that is small compared to the bigger calamity you should go into. So make shukr Allah Jalla Wala save. And all that friends who are saying overreacting and all that nonsense, you must remember that you must in fact curtail ties with them. So don't give friends with people who talk nonsense in simple terms. Islamically, what you did, you must remember, is 100% correct, and what your parents did is 100%. But now you, sister, I'm addressing you. You can't go now with a knee-jerk reaction and say, now I'm gutted, I'm broken, I'm finished, and so I'll never get married again. No. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. See Quran. Sometime in life you dislike something, but in the long run it is better for you. Maybe sometime in life you did some good actions. Allah's mercy, special mercy came to you at the right time, that you're not getting married to A, B, C and so forth. So Allah has kept someone better for you. How many times I know? So you must remember these type of issues. So you must look at Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 216. Wa asa antakrahu shay'a. Sometimes you dislike something, and it is better for you in the long run. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. And sometimes you love something, but in the long run, وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. It is harmful, bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah alone knows and you don't know. Chapter 2, verse 216. So you make shukr and say, Ya Allah. Now this is you, my daughter, my sister. Ya Allah, I make shukr. You saved me, but now I beg you, give me, grant me ni'mal badal. Grant me someone better and give me a better person that will have shame, haya, modesty, piety, all that. So that is what you must do. Don't go to the other extreme and knee-jerk reaction, I'll never get married. So that is also un-Islamic. So that's the advice for all parties involved.
Who said just before the program, a sister called a mother and she says, please tell Mufti Saab, I've got a 28-year-old daughter. She is a Gujarati speaking and they're looking for a very good boy, a Dini boy. I think they know Mufti Saab, so they told me to tell Mufti Saab to announce on the airwaves to start.
So 28-year-old boy, girl, and 28 Gujarati. So you want also Gujarati boy or what boy you want? Boys, we got just now I met a boy, he's 28 years old and he wants to get married. So you, I just spoke to him now. So before I came to the studio.
The girl is from Falls.
So you must remember that these type of things here, that if you want Gujarati boy, then we can arrange something maybe. If you want Mehman boy, you can tell us. So you must just send a message now that Gujarati, this thing, you must be a Gujarati boy or Mehman boy or anybody else. So Urdu boy, anyone. So we can arrange something, inshallah. But we're not running a matchmaking service here. I just want to make that clear. Sometimes people know me and so forth. Mm. See, the best thing is, that tomorrow, inshallah, I'll be leaving, and I got program there tomorrow night in Denhauser, Thursday night, and then Friday Jumma Dundee, then Friday evening I'll be there in Masjid Siddiq Newcastle, you know Paradise, and Saturday I'll be there in Newcastle. So from Falkirk, you can come there if you want to speak. You can meet me, and then we can discuss the whole issue and this type of things. So no problem, inshallah. You got my number also, 071-888-1184. Just WhatsApp me and we can make arrangements, inshallah.
Ameen to that to start. There's a sister, very concerned sister. Husband passed away a couple of years back, dear Mufti Saab, and after 6 years, she decided to get married, but she's a second wife. And she got married last year, February. Now Mufti Saab, after almost a year, he wants to go for a third wife, dear Mufti Saab. I'm totally against it, but the first wife, she's okay with it. What do I do, Mufti Saab? Can I ask for a talaq? Ustad, please help me.
Yeah, but when you got married, so then the first wife didn't object, and you knew what you're getting involved in. So your husband is a guy, he's a sharpshooter, you see. So you must remember, your husband is a sharpshooter. So now he used you for 1 year, now he's a little bit tired, so he wants action now, and he seems to be an extremely rich guy, you'll understand. So he says that variety is the spice of life, you see. That is what they say, these guys, you see. So now, it's not whether you're going to give permission or not. He made up his mind and all that, and he's looking after you. It seems you got no problem at all with him. The problem is that now he wants to take a third wife. So maybe one wife is Hanafi, another one is Maliki, another one is Shafi, another one is Hanbali. After third wife, he'll take fourth one also. So, I mean, if you're doing justice, then we can't say no. But if that is your only complaint, that he wants to take a third wife, and then you want talaq, you're not justified in that. Yes, he's hitting you, he's womanizing, doing haram, then it is different. But the way you explained it, remember, you have no grounds at all for talaq and divorce. How can you complain that he takes a third wife when yourself you went as a second wife?
Sure.
So, I mean, you should think properly about that also, my sister. So read Ya Wadud, do Ya Wadud, and tell your husband he must share his prescriptions with all them. There is a big sharpshooter, I see. So he wants to take third one, that's 2022. 2023, he'll take fourth one, and inshallah.
The sister says, shukran for the advice, Ustad. Ustad, listen to this one here. Hi, dear Umfundis. My name is Patience. I am a domestic worker. We like to listen to your program. I have a problem. When I go to work, my husband thinks I am going to cheat on him. So I don't know if I must leave the job or not. But the problem is, he is not working. He can't find a job. Patience, Ustad.
My sister Patience there, thank you very much. You're listening to our program and you've got a nice starting name, Hundisi. So Patience, why you don't tell him, that is your husband, that he can contact the people where you are working and so forth and ask them that how is your character, what is your work and so forth and so on. He's sitting on his laurels there. Not working, you working, and I'm sure about it, you got 2-3 children. So you must ask him that you sitting at home and I'm working. And other African tradition and our Islamic law is the same. The husband supposed to be the breadwinner, the father supposed to be the breadwinner, not the mother must go and work and the husband sit at home, not that the wife should go and work and the husband sit at home. So you must put all these questions to him. Then he still got the audacity to make wild accusations, allegations against you without any proof and so forth. So that is not acceptable. So my advice to patients will be, you must have patience and you must then speak to him and so forth. Now you, my sister Patience, read with me. Read now. I'm reading something in Arabic and then you can write it down by heart. It is one word, simple. Ya wadudu. Ya wadudu. Ya wadudu. You know, do-do-do-do for the children. They make do-do-do-do. You know, that for the milk and all these type of things. So you just put W-A-D-U-D-U. So that is the finish. Ya wadudu means that, Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. So bring love between you, patients, and your husband. Bring love between you, the parents, and children. But all that said and done, your husband must get off his laurels and he must go and work. Whatever work he can do. He must go do gardening, he can go wash cars, he can go do this, like this, sitting there at home and just watching television and that. So already you must remember, he is now being a person that is a parasite. Parasite means that he wants to take from you and he's going to milk your money and use your money for himself and for the children. You must say, no, Haziko, it don't work like that. So patience, you must tell him now, 2022 has started, you're making a list. All the money you're spending, he must repay you. And it's a loan you are giving him. So then he will start moving and working. So that is my advice to you, Sister Patience.
Somebody says, Alhamdulillah, my husband goes for Jamaat and he's been a few times for 4 months to start before we got married. And she says, we married for 1.5 years. But last year he went for 40 days. And they say he wants to go for 4 months. I don't want him gone so long. Will it be bad for me to insist he goes only for 40 days to start?
So, okay, he used to go for 4 months. That was before marriage. Mm-hmm. He informed you about that. It wasn't a secret. Then last year, because you newly married, so now he went for 40 days. So he accommodated you to a certain extent. So now he wants to go for 4 months. And you say, no, he must go 40 days. So Quran Kareem states, وَسُلْحُ خَيْرٌ, that reconciliation is the best. So what is the reconciliation? وَأُحْذِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحُ, that both parties have to make a compromise. So you tell him, darling, we got no problem, don't let us spoil this marriage, maybe we got a child or whatever and so forth. We practice on what Quran Kareem teaches us. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 128. Make a note of it, sister. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 128. Okay, you want to go 4 months. I say 40 days, you the wife. So, okay, you go for 2 months. Then finish, you come back, and then everything is lungile and everything fine. So what you call that? Sulha. Compromise from both sides. So in that way, mashallah, the longer you get married, last year he went 40 days, then this year he can go 2 months, then next year 3 months, then after that he's back to his 4 months. So by that time, you also will go with him 40 days. You also will become pakka, inshallah. So like that you work, sister, okay? So don't tell him 40 days, tell him no, go 2 months, it's alright. So in that way you make good decision, inshallah.
Ustad, husband, wife, no intimate after the last born, who is now almost 12 years now. Is the nikah valid, Ustad?
Nikah is valid. Otherwise, all the old people, bichara, they are past 6 or past 15, 20 years, everybody's nikah will be broken then. So nikah is valid. But why has this happened? You must, that is the thing. That the child comes, is husband, wife, you must remember. Now you can't say, no, your wife is gone blown up, and the wife no more looks attractive, and so forth, and so on. Certain things in life are ghair ikhtiyari. They're not within our control. I'm born an Indian. Is it my control? I'm 6 feet tall. Is it my control? No. So you must learn to accept certain things in life. Remember that. It's real. It's beyond your control and your power. So you can't tell your wife that now, you know what, you're so blown up and all that. Before you were like a 1 liter, now you're like a 5 liter and all that and all that. So me, I'm no more. You can't do that. Remember this. And look at the sacrifices she made. She's the one married to you for 15, 20, 20 years. And now you got 3 children, 4 children. And now you say, no. So if you're not sleeping with her, we can't accuse anybody without evidence. But then, where are you going to fulfill your lust and desire? So brother, you're going to open up bigger problems in your life and so forth and so on. So therefore, my advice to both of you, read Rabbana Hablana min Azwajina wa Dhurriyatina Qurrata Ayun. Oh beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala bring back the spark in the marriage. Remember
Ameen.
That.
Ameen. Ustad, Mendi, is Mendi function allowed in weddings? Ustad?
Not permissible. Today, in the name of Mendi, what haram activities goes on? See, I show you. This weekend, Saturday, Sunday, my daughter is getting married. Example, you know I don't have no daughter, no son. Example. So Monday night, they'll say is that bridal shower. You understand? So bridal shower, I had to go find out what all these words mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So bridal shower is what? That they will say, no, she's the bride, so what she will need. Or she will tell her friends, you must give this for me, this for me, this. So that also is not permissible. For a gift, you can't tell people, you must give me this and give me this and all that. So لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بطيب قلب منه. When the Muslim person gives you wealth or gift, it must be from his or her heart. Not you tell him, give me this. It's not permissible. It's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Then Tuesday night, they will say, no, we want a little bit music, you see. Let the band come. Let the, what you call it, the belly dancers come and all these type of things. So then they have that, you see. Then Wednesday night will come, it's a Mendi night. So we put the Mendi, the henna and this and all. So what's going to happen? The men are there, the women are there, and the videos are there and that's it. From A to Z, everything almost haram. Now Thursday night is big night. No, no, no. Now we must make Khatam Quran, you see. Khatmul Quran. And then Friday night, Mulana, you got married, you know. What is it? Kuncha night. You know this Kuncha? How Mulana is it? So Kuncha night is, now they bring all the presents. So that, from the boy's side, this presents came. From the girl's side, that they call in our Indian mentality, Kunchas. Understood? So now there's a gifts going this way, that way, import, export taking place. So all the events, haram, but Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, they say, let's read Quran. So Allah will make barakat and come. Now I'm asking you, what are you doing? Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. You want to please Shaitan 5 nights of the week, 4 nights of the week, and you think you're going to fool Allah with that Quran reading? What are we doing?
Allahu Akbar.
Then the marriage lasts for 3 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, and the girl is back. Now we wonder, what korotyo? In Memon we say, korotyo, what happened? So korotyo is your dandas you did. Action and reaction. So you must remember that. So why must we get involved in all these haram dandas, I'm asking you? So don't think you can fool Allah. You must be loyal, devoted, dedicated to Islam. Islam is not some supermarket. Get that out of your head. It is not some pick and choose. You understand? That Friday I'll be good Muslim. Ramadan I'll be good Muslim. Weekend come, then I will go and have a bash and a party and this and a Biki Jol Hiso and Biki Jol Daso. It don't work that way. Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam in its totality, in its entirety. That is what Islam, Allah is commanding us. No place for part-time Muslims. Remember that. That Islam, that is a sign people who sit on the fence, they're committing a major, major offense. Go read yourself. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 208. Wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Do not follow in the footsteps of the Satan, of Satan and Lucifer. So that is what Allah is teaching us.
Listen, it says, Ustad, husband feels more attracted to wife when she is in her menses, but when she is spark, he doesn't even look at her or touch her. Is there a problem there, Ustad? For example, jeans. Ustad?
There is no problem there. You must remember that. See, I show you. The people who formulated and they compiled the English language. So men, M-E-N. Mm-hmm. So what is there? Opposite, women. So in women, men is there, M-E-N. Isn't it so?
Mm-hmm.
Then he, and then what is it? She. Mm-hmm. You see? So in the she, you must remember the he is there also.
Mm.
So much so that when she is young and she's getting her napaki, her monthly, so they call that also men sis. You understood?
Mm.
So even in that, they brought the men. And then when she's old also, she reached 55, 60, 80, 70, then they brought the men. So what they said? Menopause, you see. So the husband, you must pause now, you see, menopause and this thing. So my sister, you must understand, human nature is such. In Arabic, we have a saying, Al-insanu harisun ala ma munia, that you put one board somewhere, no entry. Now you will see people say, let me check what is inside there. Somebody will peep, somebody will want to break the door, somebody does. You don't put anything there, nobody will bother. So now when your wife, you the lady in menses, and your habit is 5, 6, 7, 8 days, so Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 2, verse 2, 2, 2. So now what happens? After 2 days, after 4 days, he say, I'm a hungry man. And a hungry man is an angry man. So now he wants to have intercourse and all that and conjugal relationship. But Quran says, فَأَتَذِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُهُنَّ حَتَّى يَتْهُرُنْ. You can't go to your wives and have intercourse with her, and that while she's in menses, totally haram. When she's finished her 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 days, whatever the case is, فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَا, when they have taken the ghusl and the compulsory bath, after the menses is finished, فَأَتُوهُنَّا, then you go to her, مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ, where Allah has commanded you. So remember, so this insan, he is always, you know, greedy and curious when things are prohibited and so forth. So what you must do is, you must explain to him, during menses, the portion you, the wife, between the navel and the knees must be covered. He wants to touch there, the hadith in Abu Dawood, ma fawqal izar. It must be above the fabric, above the clothing and so forth. And no conjugal relationship and all that, totally haram and so forth. Then beside that, he got 1 month, he got 3 weeks, all that. So because that time is permissible for him, so he doesn't show much interest because it's permissible. But the other time when it's haram for him, so now he finds it very, very, you understand, curious. So remember that is shaitaniyat and not permissible. So you must start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Salihin, take Fazail A'mal, all that. Muslim must practice. How we know we are practicing on deen? Tabi'at shari'at banjai, or shari'at tabi'at banjai. So what it means, your nature must be such according to the sharia, and your sharia must be according to your nature. So then you are practicing on true Islam.
Ustad, it says a woman is 4 months pregnant before we go for an ad break, Ustad, and her husband passes away. Will the child to be born inherit, Ustad?
100%. Last night I had tafsir in the masjid, Jami Masjid. I said, look at the beauty of Islam. Today, all these Western countries, I challenge America, challenge Australia, challenge New Zealand, challenge Europe, whole lot. show us your constitution and we show you the Islamic constitution. You say democracy and you say human rights. So I pose this question to you, that when your daughter, who is 10 years old, 12 years old, 15 years old, she had a date and she fell pregnant with a boyfriend and so forth and so on. So your Western system, your democratic system, your satanic system says go for abortion and it's legal according to your system. So you are guilty of feticide, you are guilty of infanticide. Feticide means you are guilty of abortion. There's life there. The child, provided the child is born alive, definitely in Islam, boy or girl, twins or triplets, they must inherit, is compulsory. And Islam showed the world what is true, that human rights and so forth. Compare another one, that because they only interested in making money and they make the animals suffer. Go study the whole chicken industry. This chicken cannot even see one another. They keep them dark all the time because then they will fight in there. And then they give them this, give them that. They must blow up and so forth and so on. Then they just tell them, put them on sale. Then they're selling that, slaughtering 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, half a million per day, depending on the size of the abattoir. But they don't slaughter first. What they do, they stun them first. Stunning is 100% torture. Go and study the whole industry and you will see they speak of animal rights. Animal rights means nothing for them. For them is only money making, money, money, money. That is capitalism. Understand this. Therefore, the result of capitalism is what? The elite, the rich get richer and richer and the poor get poorer and poorer. You go to any Western country and ask them, show me your human rights vis-a-vis abortion. You speak of animal rights vis-a-vis your stunning. How you reconcile this? It shows you are a bunch of hypocrites and liars. So that is what Islam teaches us. So in Islam, when the husband passes away, then his wife is pregnant, 100% all the heirs must wait till the baby is born, and then you wind up the estate. You can never wind up the estate before the birth of the child.
19 minutes to 12, we go for an ad break. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the bliss of marriage. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
17 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Yes, 084-786-3132. Overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, can you marry a Aga Khani boy, Ustad?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Let me just make one announcement because I just saw something now during the break. We at Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we don't have any person collecting money. Sometimes people go and then they'll give you fairy tale stories. You all got my number. You contact me 071-888-1184. And anybody collecting on behalf of Markaz Sahaba, going shop to shop or here and there, you give it to me and we'll get him locked up. Remember that. So then we got, you got our officers' addresses and all this here. So that's one thing. Second one, if there's any guest who appears here, so you must remember that they come and so forth. So if you want to contact them, you contact them on your own. You understood? Don't bring us in the mix. We don't approve of these things here. I'm dead against all these things here. And that you want to give ABC XYZ organization is between you and them. But my advice is this, that don't include Markaz Sahaba. We got nothing to do. We are totally autonomous, independent group and independent body. We're not aligned with anybody, so in collection and all these type of things. So please, brothers, don't get caught up, because today people, I don't say all, but many cases, they don't have scruples. They will use our name and so forth and so on, and they will say that, no, that I was said, I spoke on Marqa Sahaba and I did this and I did this. You can ask Mufti AK, you can ask this one. So all that, we condemn all that, yeah. So please be very, very careful in that regard. Right, to the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marqa Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So remember that in a case like this, what will happen is that you must know Aga Khani. Let me explain to you how things work. You know we are Marqa Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, one. Number two, if you want to ask a person, are she as Muslim or non-Muslim? I pose to you one simple question. If somebody tells you, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, all of them are non-Muslim, murtad out of the fold of Islam. What will you say? You will say, no, there's something not right. So that is what we are saying, that the Shias are kuffar. And today, if you on my podcast group and broadcast groups and all that, I sent out a big thing out there, how the Shias operate, how they sway Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar. You go to Iran. Why go far? Go to Iran. If you can't travel there, Google it. It was, I give you the exact date. It was the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal, Friday, 2013. You can Google it and see if the date is right. It's 100% right. So it was the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and it was 2013. The city's name is Kashan. The driver of our Zari, I told Zari, there's a place here. He said, no problem, because I have to buy all his meals and tell him, you order 5-star, I'll pay. So he was very excited. So whatever I tell him, that he said, no problem, no problem. So I tell him, take me to this place. So he took me there. Now these shaitans, these Shias, la'anahumullah, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِ, when you hear, when you see those people cursing, swearing my sahaba and my beloved students and companions, فَقُولُوا لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. So Allah's curse is on you for the evil you are perpetrating and committing. Is hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So you must remember that. So these people now, they say that Sayyidina Umar was martyred, murdered by who? Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. So we also accept that in Medina Munawwara. So what does she ask? La'anahumullah, Allah's curse be on them. They built a shrine, a mazar, a mausoleum for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar. And they wrote there, Shuja'uddin. You're very brave. You did very good. You murdered Sayyidina Umar. So I'm posing the question to you. Do you think such people are Muslim? 100% kuffar they are. So that is the big story. Now what they did is, they did this. They to fool the people, they say no. That Imam Ali, first Imam. Imam Hassan, second Imam. Imam Hussein, third Imam. Imam Zainul Abidin, fourth Imam. Imam Baqir, fifth Imam. And Imam Jafar Sadiq, sixth Imam. Thereafter, they got big problems. Don't you remember? So then you get the Aga Khanis, the Ismailis, all that. Then you get divisions amongst them. So some of them say Jafar Sadiq's son, so he is Ismail and he must be the Imam. And some say no, this one must be the Imam. And thus, and then it goes on like that. So from there this Aga Khanis came. 100% wallahi, I put my hand on the Quran. They are non-Muslim, got nothing to do with Islam. For you as a Muslim to marry a Aga Khani boy, Aga Khani girl, you living in sin, and every moment Allah's curse is on you. They are 100% out of the fold of Islam and they have nothing. I give you a simple example. You know, in my travels, so I go, yeah, da, go there. So I always play like a bichara guy, you know. I don't tell them that we do this with them. So they ask, who you? I say, no, me, I'm a tourist, you know, student, this and all. So some places like Tanzania, you understood? So my friend is there. So I think he moved from there now. But anyway, so he told me, yeah, there's a lot of Bodhis, Aga Khanis, Ismailis, all similar terms. They wear the hat, white hat with gold beads and all that. So he said, I want to take you inside, but I have to smuggle you inside. I said, what do you mean you have to smuggle me inside? He said, no, if they know you're not Aga Khani, they're going to make big trouble. I say, you take me inside, I just keep quiet, I know nothing. I'm a tourist. So he took me inside and this and that. And afterwards, these guys came to know. The way they swore his guts out. These shaitans will not even allow you inside. They call their place Jamaat Khana, these Aga Khanis. So therefore, I tell our people, you must never use this word Jamaat Khana. You got a masjid, a mosque proper, or you got muswalla. That is the Islamic terminology. Don't use the word Jamaat Khana. Jamaat Khana is a term. I'm not saying it's haram, but I'm saying it's a term which these shaitans, they use as Aga Khanis. So you must remember that they got nothing to do with Islam, and we got nothing to do with them. Totally haram. And that, let me just add one more dimension. That is my complaint. Wa ilallahi al-mushtaka. Ya Allah, we complain to you. Wala hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a shame. What a disgrace. In South Africa, in other parts of the world, our maulvis, our sheikhs, our imam, our muftis, many of them, they can't speak one word against the Shias and say they kuffar. You know why? Because they are receiving money from the Shias or from the agents of the Shias. So what have you done? You have sold your soul. You're selling your iman. Quran says, فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. What a horrible, terrible deal you did. You go straight Jahannam, and now, how will you face, I pose one question, how will you face Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When they swearing, cursing, abusing the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anhu ma. How will you face the Khulafa, Sayyida Abu Bakr, Sayyida Umar, Sayyida Usman, when you know how they curse them and so forth? Think properly, this life is very, very short. Tomorrow I'm gone, you gone, we all dead. Then there's hisab, there's reckoning. Don't fool yourself with this politics. We must stand up for the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah.
084-786-3132. I do have a message as well from the Merkaz Sahaba team and Mulana Khalid Ji Ustad. Just send us a message regarding the Sheikh Salah Al-Luhi.
Okay, that I received this message. You must remember that Sheikh Salih Luhaydan, I met him on several occasions and I took his name yesterday or day before yesterday on Monday Q&A or something. Go and just listen to it. I was discussing the issue of the calendar and so forth and so on. Because, you know, Monday night we had to scan and we were the first one to announce it, alhamdulillah, because the no news just came and we announced it 8 o'clock. So I told you all that that first Monday night and then Tuesday is the first of Jumad al-Ukhra and so forth. So I was telling you, or it was Sunday maybe in the Q&A. So I told you, when we were invited to Riyadh, then there the Grand Mufti was there, and he's still there, Sheikh Saadet, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh, he's blind, and he is Ra'isul Quzat, the Chief Justice. So Sheikh, you must remember, Salih Luhaydan, so you must remember. So he's very great alim, everything. So we asked them, that when is Ashura? This is after Hajj, they invited us. So one said Wednesday, one said Thursday. Now we're looking, you all are the big chiefs here in Saudi, but you among yourself, a simple thing like this, you all don't know. Why? Because they don't cite the moon, they don't cite the crescent and all that. So see how much problems you'll cause like that. Anyway, Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him, one of my students there from Medina, and they sent me a message this morning about him, so we make dua. So Allah forgive him for all his sins and mistakes. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Allah forgive us for all our sins and mistakes. And remember that, that is the lesson I'm saying exactly, that each one of us tomorrow we are dead. So how are we going to face the Master, alayhi salam? How are we going to face Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhum? These are the main targets of the Kuffar Shia. So therefore, think properly. Don't sell your akhirat for the money and the perks and whatever else is coming your way. So that is our appeal to everybody.
Somebody says, is it permissible to read Durood Sharif in Sajda, in Salah, Ustad?
Remember that that is not a sunnah. That out of Salat, you want to go into Sajda and then you make dua. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدُونَ. The nearest the servant comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is whilst that person is in Sajda. So فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. So make abundant dua and so forth in Sajda. So read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Read Salawat Durood Sharif. Then out of Salat, speak to Allah in any language, so that is fine. But in Salat, you want to read Durood Sharif, all that, that is not Sunnah. And our function must be, Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 3 verse 31, Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. That's the translation. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Second one, you must remember that swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Perform your salat as you see me performing the salat. One more question.
Somebody says, Ustaz, Jannat is prescribed for an obedient wife. But what happens if she is obedient to her draggy husband? Ustad Anonymous.
You must remember, as long as she is obedient to Almighty Allah, obedient to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obedient to her husband, obedient to her parents, but she's not obedient to them in their haram activities. The golden rule, the golden maxim in Islam is this. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation, whether it's parents, whether it's husband, whether it's teacher, whether it's peer sap or sheikh sap or whatever, when it leads to a sin against the Creator. So, leave the druggy husband. If that normal husband tells his wife, don't read Salat, man, come, we'll make qaza. So, she must not listen to him. So, if the druggy husband tell her, go buy drugs. So, obviously, she mustn't listen to him. So, as long as she's obedient to them in ta'at, in good actions. But in haram things, we can never be obedient to anybody, any creation, and trample upon the sharia. That is why we have all these objections on the Saudi regime and on this Arab tenpot dictators, how they are selling out Islam and so forth, and remember trampling upon Islam and making a mockery of Islam. Okay, Jazakallah khairan to Mawlana Arafat. Inshallah, my brother Tobela will prepare the podcast. We will send it out, and I'll send it out with our Sheikh Suleiman Ghani's one as well, because people now, mashallah, yesterday we had Mawlana Twala, and then Monday we had Mawlana Muhammadi, and today Sheikh Suleiman. So we sent out yesterday's and the day before. So now today we will send it out, inshallah. So 12 o'clock news with brother Yusuf Ali. And then after that, Mawlana Harun Abbas Umar of Ispingo Beach, rahimahullah. He was the imam there for more than 40 years. Very good topic. That the duties of parents towards their children. So listen to that, very important. 105 to 130 after the Zohar Azan, Surah Taha verses 112 to 115. 132 from the archive, Surah Bani Israel, verses 36 to 40, 2 to 3 current affairs, brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 335 or so, the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mawlana Arafat, 335 to 4 o'clock, Surah Humaza, that is Wailul Likulli Humazatil Lumaza, Mufti Ahmad Kanpuri, 4 to 5, Surah Safat, Mawlana Ridwan Kaji, very interesting, you should listen to that, and then 5 to 7 will be, inshallah, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. 7 to 7.30, the repeat of my tafsir of Surah Taha, verses 112 to 115. 7.30 to 8, Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. And remember, 8 to 10, brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. And he's got a big cosmetic doctor, dermatologist, skin specialist, all types of skin infections, Dr. Mohammed Dokrat. And 9 to 10, he's got Shmona Salman Kaji and Sheikh Shuaib, inshallah. And 10 to 11 will be the lecture by Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And of course, 4 to 6, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah.